trompes d'âme.
Welcome to Hope is Alive. Yes, hope is alive in our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he said so. Jesus said in Luke, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan falling as lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Nevertheless, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Did you hear that? The spirits are subject to you, and you've been given all power over them. Now in Matthew 10, he was speaking to his disciples, and he said, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely received, freely give. And then in Mark, he said unto them, go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to the whole creation. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. And these signs shall accompany them that believe. In my name shall they cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall in no wise hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Join us as we celebrate these verses given to us in God's holy word. Tonight we have a live interview with Mr. Everett Cox of Deliverance Ministries in Oklahoma City. We'll hear some more of his story and give you a chance to call in and ask questions concerning deliverance and setting the captives free. If you have a question about the issue of demons or evil spirits, then this is the time to call and ask. Join us because hope is alive in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Welcome to Hope is Alive. Good evening, Brother Ralph.
Good evening, Richard.
And good evening, Pastor Cox.
Good evening, Brother Richard, Brother Ralph. Blessings again from Oklahoma City.
Amen. Amen. And, well, I see you have a couple callers tonight. I'll sure let you know when they call in, and looking forward to, as always, an interesting and informative program.
All right. Sure appreciate it. And we do welcome everybody tonight, this Wednesday evening. Thank you for joining us to Hope is Alive. What is Hope is Alive? It's the show about freedom. It's the show about liberty. It's the show about the captives that are set free. And how were they set free, you might ask? Well, they were set free by other Christians working and acting in their authority that Jesus gave them to cast out evil spirits, to heal the sick, to lay hands on people, to do the things, to do the supernatural works of Jesus. That's exactly what Christians are commanded to do. And this show is the testimony about those that have done those things, had them done upon them, and it's the new life they have because of it. It's all done by the process that we call deliverance. And if you have any questions regarding deliverance, go to deliveranceusa.com. Excellent, excellent website. Set up, really easy to follow, really to use, and it's just there at the click of a mouse. Or if you like reading a book, you know, I highly recommend having this book in your library. I recommend having it to hand it out to people. It's a good tool to witness with. It's called Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus, written by Pastor Cox. It has about 40 years worth of experience laid down in it. It's a step-by-step process, easy to follow, easy to read, to help you work in your authority to cast out evil spirits. You can get that book by calling Richard at the office, 307-742-7582. Let him know you need to get that book, and he will get it out to you. Well, Pastor, it has been a hot, hot couple days. I know it's been like that through most of the country, but you know what? It's better than being cold.
Well, I agree. I agree, especially if you like to fish.
And, yes, especially if you like to fish.
in between ministry.
Yes.
But yes, it was extremely hot today, though. We were out fishing this morning, and it was nice early, but it got hot real quick.
Yes. Yes, it gets pretty warm pretty quick. Well,
it must be summer.
It must be summer. You're almost there. Almost got the winter, the summer solstice coming up. But I'll let everybody know that we've got the, well, not we. I didn't do anything with it. But they got the Scriptures for America Broadcasting Network website back up and running. So I noticed that today all the archives of the shows are back there. So if you've happened to miss this program live or it is replayed on Fridays. I don't remember the time on Fridays, but it is replayed Fridays. But you can go back to the archive, just look at the date of the show you want to listen to, and it's there. And if you happen to give your testimony sometime and you remember the date of it, there it is. So it's a good way to witness to other people. You can just give them that website, tell them the date of your testimony, and ask them to listen to it. And it's just a good way to witness, and so I'm glad it's back up. And I was able to give it out to a couple people today.
And, Ralph, the show is usually rerun on Friday night at 11 p.m.
Yes. I thought it was 11, but I wasn't 100% sure, so I didn't want to get out the wrong time. But anyway, I just wanted to get that news out, and it's a good thing that I'm glad it's back up and at it. Well, Pastor, give us an update on Monday night.
It was a wonderful evening of doing the works of Jesus in His name. We had 20 exorcisms, 20 people that came from all over the state. I can't recall if there were any from out of state. Often we do have them. But it was a great evening. And by contrast to the case I had the Monday before where the man walked out because he didn't want to renounce his spirit guide, which is a familiar spirit that often comes upon a person, even as a child. This one that I had this last Monday was just by the book. It was really exciting. A young lady, she actually was a great-granddaughter of an old friend of mine, and so I wanted to minister to her, she did have some problems with the forgiving, as so many do, had to work on that some, even though we'd worked on it earlier in the preparation. But we worked through the forgiving and forgiving herself, since that blocks everything, and it blocks ministry. And if you do cast anything out, the demons will be back. Jesus said, if you don't forgive, you'll be turned to the tormentors. We certainly see the reality of that. So got into the ministry of breaking of ungodly soul ties. Went well. She got to, it was a little unusual. She had to throw up some mucus in the trash can, the waste can there. And so obviously demons were coming out. It didn't happen very often. You don't have to do that to get free, but it happened in her case, which was fine, and a great relief afterwards, of course, and worked through the traumas that she had, which were quite a number, and Jesus took the bad feelings connected to those traumas supernaturally, which is further preparing for efficient ministry. And then we got to deliverance. I tried for the head demon instead of working the list, and I got the head demon up. After going through several different demons, finally located the head demon, and that went very well. It was very belligerent, though. Had to use the angels on it a number of times, and also we were putting the Bible. I had a lady sitting in with me, and I had her put the Bible on the lady's back, and of course the demon in its manifestation was cowering back from the Bible. It hurts them. They don't want to hear the word. They don't even like the physical word. It's like it's a burning word to them. It's like a sword. And so we were really ganging up on that demon. And finally, we got the top lies it was telling her, or wrote those down for her, and her God-given gifts. And finally, and by the way, that head demon even had some authority over some of her children. which we had to remove and bind up to him. And in the end there, and bound all the demons up, the 12 demons under his authority, which we'd make sure there were no more legal rights and our assignments that hadn't been canceled, and we blew them out as a package. She looked like a different woman. She did not look like the woman that came in, who was depressed and very meek-like and passive-like and hardly talking where you could hear her. Suddenly she's changed to outgoing, vivacious, and smiling, and looked different. Looked much better. So it's that kind of thing that drives us on, praise God.
Yes. Well, I would say you met the real her is what happened.
Yes, and she, I talked to her grandmother, her great-grandmother already, and she reported how she's doing good. I'll call her the next couple of days, but yes, well, it was exciting for all of us.
Well, praise the Lord. Another captive set free. That's why we come on here. That's why we have these testimonies, to try to help encourage and edify others, let them know that if you're having those issues, any kind of issues, anything that's opposite of the fruit of the Spirit, is probably the fruit of a demon. And you can be set free from that with just a couple hours. And you can help maintain your own freedom. I happen to have a business that puts me a lot of drive time, and I'll tell you, when you got to drive a lot, you think a lot. And I don't know if it was the Holy Spirit trying to remind me of some things that he'd take care of, or the enemy trying to condemn me. And it was reminding me of just some ways I behaved when I was younger. And if it was a demon, it didn't get the response it wanted, because all I kept saying was, "Thank you, Jesus, I'm not like that anymore. Thank you." And then I realized that there was some things that I had never dealt with, as far as breaking some soul ties and forgiving. And I was just doing it there as I was driving, just simply confessing the sin and breaking the legal grounds with it, broke whatever soul ties that the Lord brought to my mind. And I had a little bit of a release, because I did some yawning as I was going along. So it's a good thing to know this, to help stay free and help maintain your freedom.
And you kept your eyes on the road all the way.
Yes, I kept my eyes on the road all the way. So I don't know how much I was paying attention. I'll tell you, when you drive a lot, sometimes you get somewhere and you're like, "How did I get here?"
Yeah.
but no, that's part of maintaining your freedom. It's deliverance is not a one and done. It is definitely an avenue that helps set you on a path of freedom. There are many people who get set free with a one and done. But if you don't do the steps to stay free and keep and maintain that, you rebuild an engine, but then you never change the oil ever again, and just run it rampant and never check your fluids, make sure there's coolant in there, that engine is not going to stay running it's not going to be running at top performance. And that's the same with a Christian. Once they are set free, they still have to maintain a certain level of to keep that freedom. And a lot of those things are to forgive, as the Holy Spirit brings to your mind, be in the Word, to get rid of the things that shouldn't be there, as far as if there was any legal rights from the past, and you still maintain some things that you shouldn't have or do. Keep godly fellowship, and to practice perish that thought. That is a powerful tool to have, to perish the thoughts of the enemy when they come into your mind, and just give good praise and worship.
Yes, so true. We're in the war zone, so he who's a person to learn enough about staying free and to do it, like you were saying. So praise God.
But it's All that, all those things are at the ministry website under Deliverance. DeliveranceUSA.com, and it's there under Ministry Tools. And there's you'll see some of the things I'm talking about. There's a prayer for breaking of ungodly soul ties. Now, that is a pretty comprehensive prayer, but you can, you don't need to read that if you're trying to break some soul ties with somebody. You can once you know it, you know kind of what to go through and the steps to go through. But it has the I Ams in there. Those I Ams are what you are in Jesus. Of course, Scriptures for America has known about the I Ams for many, many years, and they are so important to say those things because it's just it's like flexing and exercising. It's like lifting spiritual weights. It makes you stronger in the spirit. And if you have that, if you've had the baptism of the Holy Spirit and received a heavenly prayer language to speak in tongues, pray in tongues there, and edify yourself. Now we got the word talks about the tongues of men and the tongues of angels, and there's something about that prayer language. As you do it, it just kind of, it also kind of gives you spiritual muscles as well. So there's a lot of things you can do to fight off the enemy, but also to keep yourself spiritually fit.
Absolutely, and of course we give handouts to the people.
Yes, Pastor, we have Joy on the line. Sorry about interrupting you, but yeah. We have Joy. Joy, thank you for joining us.
Joy?
Hello? Yes?
Hi, Joy. Yes, Joy.
Hi.
I'm so glad you called in. Yeah, that's Ralph on there with me. He's up in the Branson area, and so excited we could get together here. Well, why don't you go ahead and give some history on yourself, Joy, and when you were born again and what was going on in your life and how you learned about deliverance, what your deliverance was like, and changes you've seen, and so forth. So go right ahead.
Goodness gracious. Okay. I am 74, and I became a Christian when I was 10 years old. So I've had a long, good life with Jesus. I came to the deliverance ministry in Oklahoma City with you, Pastor Cox, on the 24th of May. So it's been, what is that, about 3 weeks?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I will say that it's just been so wonderful to have been delivered from some things that I didn't realize were still there. When I became a Christian at 10 years old, it was so wonderful. My parents had taken us to church, and we had, I had Christian grandparents, Christian, you know, just a long line of Christians on both sides of the family. It was, of course, in the early years after World War II, and everyone was trying to get back to normal, and we lived in a little town, and it was really nice, and things went along well for a while, but in my middle school, I began to develop an eating disorder. I think that went through, started maybe ninth grade, all the way through high school, and into college, and I began to be so depressed, almost suicidal, but no one knew it. I hid it well. My name is Joy, and I love people, and I love life, and I love everything. So it was a very hidden thing. But it was really so discouraging to me, and I had no idea why I could not receive deliverance from this, or healing, or whatever I called it. I didn't know to call it deliverance. I had no idea it could have been tormenting spirits, because I was a Christian, so I just thought, well, my Christianity must not be working. Anyway, that was just terrible. And after I married and started going to another Bible study, or a Bible study that was very, very wonderful, just in a home, and we were very honest about things, and I remember I did have deliverance from the eating disorder. That was so wonderful. So that was when I knew that you could be delivered from something by spiritual warfare. I made it a spiritual thing. I just decided, did I want Satan to be in control of my life or God? So that was my first deliverance. So then,
did you see the changes? Did you see changes then, Joy, from the eating disorders?
Did I what?
Did you see the changes from the eating disorders then after you went through that deliverance?
Oh, the whole thing, the deliverance, was I no longer had the eating disorder.
Yes. Praise God.
It was centered around the addiction or that once Jesus delivered me from that, you know, I no longer had that ever again. And
hallelujah.
The depression lessened so much too. There were still things, though, that I knew in my life. There were, I think now I've learned to call them the spirits of accusation, telling me that, you know, if I did one thing wrong, I was no good. It wasn't just a sin, I was a sin. And so there were so many spirits, I guess, of perfectionism and accusation that were still in me. But I never had the eating disorder anymore. So then,
praise God.
Like anger would come up, and I had a very sensitive nature. I mean, one of my sons, I have four children and a nice husband and a good life, but one of my sons later, when we were looking in, as he was an adult, he said, "Our family is the most sensitive family that ever came down the pike. You could look at us funny and, you know, we would get our feelings hurt." It was that kind of weird, oversensitive nature. So after one of my children, grown children at college, developed a drinking problem, we all got into the AA and Al-Anon program and did the 12 steps. And so I've been in Al-Anon 35 years. And through the work to let the sunlight of the Spirit in there, I have learned so much about family of origin issues and have been relieved of things. Like, I would say the spirit of control so strong in me, and that might have been from spirit of distrust. I don't know. I'm not quite sure about all these spirits, what it is. But I know that I have been freed from them. And when we came to your deliverance this time, I really felt freed of, I think it was more the control issue, the demon of control.
Mm-hmm. Common spirit.
Yes. And that
What
was
else?
So wonderful. I found out in your opening, your closing the doors and all that stuff, that was so good at the beginning, where we went through all the legal, what do you call that, the legal rights that they had to be there. And there was one or two people that I didn't realize that I needed to forgive, and I did. And I love this part about not only to forgive them, but to bless them. That's another step that I'm beginning to take.
Yes.
I realized that I had been doing yoga for many years, and that I needed to not do that. I didn't realize. I had no idea that that was a way that a demon could keep on having a legal right into my life.
Yeah.
And I found out that I had been an Eastern Star when I was in high school. And when I look back, maybe that was a way that a demon, maybe that eating disorder, maybe some of that had come through the Masonic way through, it was called Rainbow Girls. It was for high school girls. It was the young girls' form of Eastern Star. So anyway, it was very enlightening, Pastor Cox, very enlightening, because it was so detailed and so organized, where you could circle all those things and then do the prayers that you led us through, and then going with our individual counselors, who, by the way, I just love. Mine was named, I think, Linda and Nancy. But anyway, they were so loving to me and so insightful. I'm very thankful to them.
Who worked with you? Do you remember?
Well, I thought I remember the names. I think Linda.
Linda. I'm kind of thinking that's who it was.
77.
Nancy. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then one was named Nancy.
Yes. Yeah, they've been helping us a long time and well seasoned in this kind of ministry. So are there any other changes that you've seen since you went through it?
I feel, yes. First, let me tell you this, what happened. When we flew back to Beaumont that night, we were so happy, everyone. I was too, just free and light and happy. The next day, I woke up, and I'm just so tired, just exhausted. By the end of the day, I just could not. I just have never felt that exhausted, except when the day I got COVID. But this was an oppressive kind of tiredness. And the next day I realized, because I saw with my husband's material, that I had not received the yellow sheet that had the affirmation. And this is really funny, Pastor Cox. I read it, and it said, you know, to say out loud 5 of these. Well, I just read it quickly, and I thought you had to do all 42 of them 5 times. So I did me a big dose of affirmations. And so that was great.
You were really getting pumped up. Praise God. That really builds a person up fast.
Yeah, it did.
Those scriptures.
Fine. So after that,
yes.
Fine. And I realized, and I shared it with some of the others in our group who had come, that if they felt that way, I'm sure that was an attack. One of the demons trying to discourage you.
It can be.
Affirmations.
Yes, so did you use the power you've been given?
Yes, I have. We had a weekend.
Commanded it to go? Uh-huh.
This weekend, we had our cousins, three female cousins our age, came for a retreat or a reunion. And we were able to do lots of in-depth prayer and, you know, explain to them about the deliverance and how praying for someone is so important. But with this greater new insight and with the deliverance that we had received, my sister Jane and I both were there, we were able to really have some in-depth prayers and deliverance for all of us. We prayed for one another. And yeah. I have to really say that there's a total difference in me. It was at home. I was not nervous. I was very laid back about everything. It was just nice. You know, it was joyous, happy, and free, because I am joyous, happy, and free at a whole new level now.
And it's the real you, Joy, the real you that was made in God's image without any blockage coming from the evil spirits. We see that all the time. It's a real person when these things are cast out. The real person's the one that's left with your God-given gifts, now able to go forward in your life. Praise God.
Praise God. I always knew, Pastor Cox, my name is Joy. And
yes.
I sensed through Holy Spirit in me, because I was a Christian from a young age, something trying to steal my joy.
Mm-hmm.
And I do not let that get stolen anymore. I've been coming against whatever that was trying to steal it for many, many years. But this deliverance ministry is giving me better and better tools to preserve my joy, to help others have joy, to help others come against anything that is keeping them from being a wonderful, beautiful creation that God made them in their mother's womb.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, I can see your group down there, Joy. I can see you as a real battle group, special commando group in South Texas, setting that whole area free.
Yes, exactly. That's what we want to do. We've started a beach industry.
And yes, do the same thing we do.
See how we can use this on the beach with these people out there who are being tormented, who are looking for love in all the wrong places, and then are being so tormented and captive.
That's
really.
Right. They're everywhere.
Everywhere.
Well, then
churches.
In a minute left, Joy, what would you say to the listeners as we wind up here?
Well, I would say to just keep on searching and going and doing anything that gives you more depth, gives you more tools for deliverance, to help deliver people. For what Jesus wants us to do, He came. Jesus came to set the captives free, to give people sight. And we can be His instruments. He can do this through us. We are His instruments. So go learn, practice, do. God will give you just like I've already had done many things, but then this was presented. I didn't ever know about you, Pastor Cox, all these years. And then now, here we are. We're all together.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Joy. We're out of time. Thank you so much for calling. It was a great testimony and had to encourage others. God bless you and all your group down there.
Yes, thank you, Joy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
God bless you all. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, Pastor, it is. Praise God. Eating disorders are definitely tied to demonic spirits.
We cast many of those out through the years.
Yes.
Bulimia, anorexia.
Yeah, there's no ands, ifs, or buts about it. I mean, it is the bottom line is that the lion spirit will convince somebody they don't look good enough, and and doesn't matter how much weight they lose, it's never enough. So praise God she was set free from that. But Pastor, we have Francis. Francis, thank you for joining us this evening.
I'm glad. Thank you for the opportunity.
Yes. Yes. Hi,
Hello.
Francis. I'm so glad you called in, and Ralph is on here with me up in the Branson area. Why don't you, Francis, just go ahead and give some history on yourself and when you were born again and what was going on in your life and how you learned about deliverance and what your deliverance was like and changes you've seen.
Okay. At the time I was born again was in 1973. At that time I was married to an alcoholic. So, I had depression and emotionally and angry, you know, all the nine yards. But I finally went to Al-Anon, and that's for the help of families of alcoholics. But then I had asked the Lord to equip me to deliver my husband from alcoholism. I had gotten born again that very week and filled with the Holy Spirit and speaking with tongues, other tongues.
Right.
Somehow someone gave me the book by Brother Kenneth Hagin called The Authority of the Believer. Isn't that something, how God moves?
Amen.
And I learned how to use my authority in Christ. I used it on my family and friends when they were sick, and whenever my husband needed it, I would deliver him from the alcoholism. But of course, he needed more help than I knew about or knew what to do, you know. And I had to divorce him because of different reasons. But now I'm happily remarried. At 19 years old, I noticed my son had serious issues. That was quite a while ago. But years later, I heard about your ministry, Everett, and I decided to get deliverance for myself. Can you believe I waited that long? But what it was complete deliverance that took in inner healing and just knew exactly. It was just so perfect. I'm also learning how to stay free. Can you believe I waited so long? Huh? And then I brought Mike and my husband and I brought my son in for deliverance. And as a mother, I am trusting the Lord to bring him back for more deliverance.
Yes.
Healing sometimes is a process, and I know you know that. Sometimes it takes more than one time. For all of us, it takes a commitment to stay free. It's like a little boy learning how to walk. He takes a few steps and stumbles. And it takes honesty with ourselves and commitment to God and a desire to go on to making good choices to have victory in our lives. Call it one step at a time, you know. I have felt more confidence in myself in being delivered and more dependence on the Lord, trying to keep my mouth shut. It's always helpful in many situations. And praying in the Spirit. The Lord is teaching me more how to be settled, you know, and I really appreciate that. And I think that's what deliverance does. It helps you be more settled and to kind of be in charge with the Lord, and you can work together to kind of follow Him and what He wants you to do, and to take charge of those important decisions in your own life. And I was able to sit in with many deliverance workers at your meetings, Everett Cox's meetings on Monday night, during deliverance sessions, and I learned from those workers and how they delivered people. Every Monday night before ministry, we have basic training and advanced training. And then we have Holy Communion before we are sent out to help people become free. It is working.
So you started going through the training, Francis, and has that been pretty exciting for you?
Oh, yes. I love the training. I love learning from different people. And all those things that you learn, they're inside of you. And when you're in a deliverance, and like I delivered one lady so far. And all those things that you learn, plus the Holy Spirit is the one pulling those things out of you to help that other person. And it's just a brand new thing in my life, and I really love it. And my husband is also, he's also went through the training as well. And we hope someday to be doing it together.
Francis, as you've seen some interesting manifestations and all, as you've been sitting in and learning, can you think of any interesting cases to share that you've seen?
Yes. I noticed that the people are more at peace. I haven't seen any manifestations. I have seen a few manifestations of demons who tried to take over, but the delivering person put that spirit back in its place. And the Holy Spirit did through her. And plus, all the ones I've seen, it was very peaceful, very calm. And at the end of each part, they had healing, which was so wonderful because the Lord, He gives her, our hand, a hug, and it just brings out beautiful inner healing. That to me is such a blessing. And also, it's a blessing for them to know that they can take authority over those spirits that are tormenting them, and they can take part in their own deliverance. That's so exciting. And plus, healing.
So many Christians don't seem to know that.
What?
Most Christians don't seem to know about the power that we have from the cross as we speak in Jesus' name. And it's just, it seems to me to be a fraction of 1% of the American Christians that they don't that know anything about it. The bulk of the people do not, and we have a long ways to go in getting the good news out. I've been to other countries ministering, and in Haiti twice, and down there they know all about demons and the power once they're a Christian. that they have power over the demons and so forth. Well, the average Christian up here doesn't seem to know anything about it. And I was one of them. I can talk about them because I was one of them up to age 44. And I didn't know anything, but it's kind of sad, though, with Jesus telling us to do all this.
It's so unnecessary. You don't find out about it until, like you said, later on in life. But I'm glad that I'm finally learning, and I intend to help as many people as I can. You know, and pray about the people who don't know about it.
Yes,
because it was commonplace for Jesus, and to deliver people. You know.
Yes, that's right.
And yeah. And I'm glad to be able to testify to all this. Because I think the more
have you noticed, Francis? Have you noticed how different people look after from when they came in, and how they look after the deliverance?
Yes, it's like their whole face, their whole countenance is lit up, and their eyes—they're so excited. And they feel so free. It's wonderful, actually. It's wonderful to see that. And
we all get excited seeing it happen. I'm always on a high after seeing it happen myself, and that God used us to help people get free of fear and anger and rage and depression and anxiety and hate and just goes on and on, all kinds of problems. So it's an amazing thing to watch. I saw that last Monday with the case I had. I was sharing earlier, and she didn't look like the same person at the end. We had her go look in the mirror.
Uh-huh.
It's always fun to see those differences.
How did she react?
Yes. Well, you and your husband doing this. You've been in training, both of you. Now, you started doing some cases, haven't you, Francis?
Yes, I had one case so far, and it was just wonderful. In fact, at the very end, both of her shoulders got healed. And
hallelujah.
She could hardly lift her shoulders. And after the whole meeting, she asked me to pray for her. And then all of a sudden, she checked herself and she said, "It's gone. I don't have any pain." And she was moving her shoulders around, both shoulders. She was moving them around. And that was exciting for her. For me, too.
Oh, yeah. It's so exciting. Yeah. And you know, all of the ministers, besides deliverance, we're all into healing. And it turns out the doors that spirits of sickness came through, they come through the same doors other demons come through. So when we do that door closing, it really applies to spirits of sickness. You know, Jesus cast a spirit of sickness out in Luke 13. A lot of people are not aware of that. And, of course, as Jesus said, we are to do his same works in his name. So we are supposed to be casting spirits of sickness out of people. And that's what we're doing at Deliverance Ministries.
Right.
We're doing all those things in setting the captives free. Praise God.
Praise God.
As your husband, Michael...
It makes me laugh because it makes me happy, you know? And we just pray that we can get the word out that we've had such a good experience ourselves, all of us, and the Lord is working with us. So he's going to do a work. He's going to lead us in doing the work, you know, when we're in that room with that person, you know.
Yes, and you've learned to do that checklist that we have for the trainees, and even the ministers use it. I use it myself, those steps that we've learned to do over these years. It works so well.
I know.
It's also in my book. It's in my book also, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus. Well,
sure
you and your husband have you and your husband have ministered together some. He's doing them, isn't he, now?
Yes, yes, yes. He got to do it twice. And we figure when we feel like when we want to do it together, maybe you could teach us kind of how to do that, or we could learn how to do it together, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice to do that.
Are you
group
still there?
Of two is good. Oh, yes. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, yes.
Can you hear me? Okay. But,
can you hear me?
Yes, it's nice to do it in twos if we have the luxury. Most of the time, we don't have that many ministers there, and we have to wind up, you know, doing one-on-one. But
I want to get comfortable doing it one-on-one. You know, person's got to be able to do it yourself before you do it with someone else,
sure.
Right? That's
sure.
How I feel about it. I don't know. I've got a lot to learn. I just started. Isn't it something how years ago when I first got born again, I received that book on deliverance? And now,
yes.
How many years later? That was in, I don't know when it was. In the 70s, Everett?
Mm-hmm.
Are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me okay?
In the 70s. That was when I got born again and got that book by Brother Hagin. And it wasn't until maybe a year ago that we came to Deliverance Ministries. That's how long it has been. But it wasn't, there were other things that, you know, the enemy can divert you from the path that God wants you on. But I'm just thrilled that he got us on this path of deliverance, that we can help other people.
It's so true. The enemy is real good at diverting us and blocking us in learning and even getting ministry. They block people from coming many times. We usually have more scheduled than make it. Well, we're just about out of time, Francis.
Okay.
What would you say in winding up here to the listeners?
Well, I would encourage anyone out there, if they feel like something is holding them back, I think they should just come in for deliverance, because it can only push you forward. Like, it's given me confidence in a lot of areas in my life. And I used to be one that kind of stood back and didn't say anything. But now I do speak up, you know, and I'm comfortable doing it. And I'm just very grateful, that's all, to the Lord. So I encourage
God
to come in.
And Francis, I know the Lord is proud of you and your husband in moving forward, actually doing the works of Jesus in his name as he commanded us. Well, God bless you, Francis. Thank you so much for calling in. It's a great testimony.
Yes, thank you, Francis.
Everett, and I want to really thank you. Okay. Bye now.
Hey, bye-bye.
Have a good night.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's encouraging about that is It's never too late. Never too late to go through deliverance.
That's right.
No, and that's why we're here. We don't want you to have to wait till you've gotten most of your life. We want you to know about it now. We want you to experience it now. We want you to experience the freedom that the Lord has always intended for you as one that is called. DeliveranceUSA.com is the website. Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus is the book written by Pastor Cox. Get that by calling Rich at the office at 307-742-7582. Need that book, I'll definitely get it out to you. So we do thank everybody for taking this Wednesday night to join us. As always, it's a pleasure. Look forward to everybody joining us next week. God bless, and have a good night.
God bless everyone.
Luke chapter 10, verse 19.
I have given you authority to trample on.